decided that we could support this, and I think we had the community to back it up as well.
The Skagway Community Agriculture Project more than doubles in its second year. Meanwhile, in Haines, the school is building a garden. It's the KHNS Local News, and May 4th is Alaska Agriculture Day. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more, up next. The first cruise ship of the season arrives in Skagway Wednesday. The Norwegian Pearl opens the 2010 season on May 5th, with two more scheduled for this week. Then, ships dock in Skagway every day through the end of September, except a few Sundays. In Haines, the first cruise ship is the Rhinedam at the PC dock on Wednesday, May 19th. At least one large ship is on the calendar every week through mid-September. On Tuesday, Governor Sean Parnell signed into law the Farm to School Act, which promises to bring more locally grown produce to Alaska schools, at least through 2014. It gives farmers, distributors, and brokers more opportunities to sell AK vegetables, and particularly to schools. Alaska schools would also have direct access to local farms for supplies and have authority to create a local garden, which would allow students to participate in organic or traditional farming methods. But some schools are already ahead of the state government. Haines School last year brought Starvin' Marvin, the pet composting project, into their world and have spent the last year turning the school's food scraps into fertilizer. Now they're putting the dirt to work.
We recently got a land use permit from the borough to be able to build up to 5 raised beds right behind Marvin.
Pam Randles is working with the kids on Starvin' Marvin. She's doing it as the education coordinator with the Tokchinook Watershed Council. And Tuesday marks not only the day the governor established the Farm to School program, but also the first day the Haines school kids get to eat vegetables they've grown in school. And Randles says they're going to keep growing by building garden beds outside.
What we want to do this spring then is get those beds built and get some soil and all of the compost that we've been generating all year and put it in there, and then all of that will be harvested and given to the cafeteria, just like the lettuce was harvested today to be given to the cafeteria. And all of the grade level planted lettuce, Kim Sundberg helped with that. Then they scheduled to have lettuce as part of their meal today when the lettuce was done, which it most definitely is. It's up and it's looking really, really nice. So it's, all of the kids have been involved in that. And then we'll start closing the circle between the food scraps and growing food and giving it back to the cafeteria.
So far, the kids have plans for growing onions and Tlingit potatoes, which is an heirloom variety that's been grown in places like the Chilkat Valley since before outside settlers arrived. They're also thinking about carrots and strawberries, or crops that don't require a lot of summer labor.
Perhaps some other things. We don't have personnel to maintain it during the summer, so we're trying to do sort of things that will take care of themselves pretty much, that won't require a lot of maintenance.
The kids are now upgrading Starvin' Marvin with a design from sixth grader Kai Hayes, but they're looking for adult help to build the raised beds behind the composters.
Yes, yes, we are. And if there are people who are interested in helping either put together the beds or adding soil and shoveling compost, I'm giving the teachers the first opportunity to do the planting because we want the kids to do that. But there's still a fair amount of work that needs to be done to get those beds prepared for the kids to plant. We're not expecting the onions to arrive until May 15th. So between now and the 15th, we'd like to be able to get the beds built and filled. If anybody wants to help in any way, we would welcome their help. Then call us at the Watershed Council, which is 766-3542.
Representative Carl Gatto of Palmer, who sponsored the bill that established Farm to School, says the act will bring students a better understanding of nutrition and, in some parts of the state, an opportunity for farmers and gardeners in the business to find additional income. May 4th is a big day for agriculture in the state because it's also Alaska Agriculture Day. The day was set aside to recognize the abundance provided by Alaska's agriculturists and the contributions of agriculture in our everyday lives. The day was signed into law in 2005 and shines a light on the complex process by which food, fiber, and fuel is produced, and the value of agriculture in maintaining a strong economy. Emily Willis directs the Skagway CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture Project, at Jewel Gardens. And becoming part of the CSA, which is kind of like a subscription to the latest harvest of local produce, is just one way to support Alaskan agriculture.
The reason it started is that we needed to find an avenue of some revenue in the garden. Mainly Jewel Gardens is a show garden, and we do have a side that is in vegetable production, herb production, that we were using in our kitchen for tours. But one of the reasons Charlotte acquired that land was to have it be part of the community, you know, part of the community's garden. And the CSA concept has been gaining more popularity in the last few years. And she had heard about it, I had heard about it. Between the two of us, we decided that we could support this. And I think we had the community to back it up as well.
Last year, the CSA began its first year with 10 memberships for 20 weeks of shared produce. Willis remarks it was such a success, they're expanding. Doubling, in fact, to 25 Skagway memberships and 22 weeks of deliveries.
It was definitely a positive experience last year, so we're going to try to keep that going. And in fact, I have all the spots filled already. It's just now people on the waiting list. So it's pretty popular item right now.
CSAs are doing well in other parts of Alaska, too, like Palmer, Fairbanks, and Esther. Subscribers say they like it because the produce is fresher, since it's grown close to the buyer, and their spending supports growers who live in their own neighborhoods.
Well, you hit the nail on the head with supporting local economy. I mean, for me, my passion is gardening, and this gives me a job that I believe in. You know, I get to work with living plants. Also, they're supporting organic production. We are not certified organic yet, but we are in the process of becoming. I think in the next couple of years, we will be. And organic production, you know, you're not putting pesticides or herbicides, poisons, basically, into your soil, into your water table, into the food you're eating. So you're getting quality, nutritious, vitalized food. Another reason to support it. Just knowing where your food comes from, I think, is really important, and another benefit to people who are part of the CSA and part of this community even. And I think that an honest and open communication between the farmer and the people who are eating his food is very important.
A couple more ways to tip the hat to Alaska Ag is by visiting one of the 30 farmers markets statewide or buying Alaska Grown. A new website to use to register for and keep up with markets in Haines is HainesFarmersMarket.org. Both Skagway and Haines also have community gardens, which give locals a common place to grow. And Willis says the planting season in Alaska can start as soon as February with the right tools, and some harvests can run all the way to October.
Well, yeah, the growing season can really be extended quite a bit if you're growing inside, if you start under lights, you know, start seeding your windowsill and move them to a brighter windowsill or underneath lights, and you can do that in March. You know, some herb seeds we actually start in February, and granted, we have a heated greenhouse, which is key to that, which, you know, it's a lot of bright light and warm heat, so we can get started in March. Beginning of March, we brought up begonias and the likes, and then we're starting our brassica crops like broccoli and cabbage and that. Come April, we're transplanting and doing more seeding, and actually I think it was the third or fourth day in April, I was out at our hoop house at Jewel Gardens, and I was seeding radishes and spinach and mesclun mix, getting those crops started early.
Willis points out the endless resources right here in the Northern Lynn Canal about the agricultural around us, from local master gardeners to library books.
So I think people in general are getting more interested in where their food is coming from and growing it their own, because, you know, we can get back to growing our own food. It's not that hard.
That's Emily Willis, director of the Jewel Gardens Community Supported Agriculture Project, which has doubled in its second year in Skagway. The mobile mammogram van is in Haines this week, with appointments running through the afternoon of Tuesday, May 18th for Chilkat Valley women. The van makes biannual trips to the Northern Lynn Canal, making regular mammography screening services available to women who live in communities where they aren't available year-round. It's sponsored by Bartlett Hospital and is part of the Search Women's Health Program. The service offers free clinical breast exams, mammograms, pap tests, and cardiovascular screenings for all women ages 40 to 64, who meet income and insurance guidelines. A mammogram is a low-dose X-ray exam of the breast to look for changes that are not normal. The results are recorded onto a computer for a doctor to examine. The test is used for women who have no breast complaints and who have normal breast exams. Women should have a clinical breast exam before their mammogram. Chilkat Valley women wanting to schedule an appointment with the mobile unit should call the Search Haines Health Center at 766-6367. Search's mammogram van will visit Skagway June 1st through 4th. An appointment, as well as the prerequisite clinical breast exam or other women's health tests, can be scheduled by calling Dahl Memorial Clinic at 983-2255. Each year, the mobile mammogram van provides X-rays for more than 700 women who might not otherwise receive the service, according to Lydia Garrison. She's the coordinator for the Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program at Search. Experts recommend women 40 years and older get a mammogram every 1 to 2 years. Women with personal or family history of breast problems can start even before then. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. You can listen to KHNS News anytime. Just go online to khns.org and click on the Listen tab.